sag sie doch mal. Hallo. Hallo. Yoitze b'shein ba'ayin v'roshe evorim she'enon choizrim. Another way that every Kanani to go out is if, like the psukim say, he knocks out, the other knocks out his shein ba'ayin or any of the roshe evorim. Roshe evorim, there are 24 of them. Rashi says they're listed in Masechus Nigoyim, Gabi Hilchus Tzeras over there. The roshe evorim. But it has to be a makkah that does not heal. So zok the Gemara, Bishra Mishin Ba'ayin Ksivi, that says in the Pasuk. How do you know Rashi Yavarim? The answer is, Dum Yo the Shein Ba'ayin. It has to be like Shein Ba'ayin. Ma Shein Ba'ayin, Mum and Shabu Galoi. It's a mum that's in the open, it's an internal wound. If it's in Chayzin and it doesn't heal, it doesn't come back. So the criteria is galoi and an anchoizin. So we're not having shemayin to everything else. Rashi at this stage of the Gemara calls it a mematzino. If you noticed, the Gemara comes out later. First, the Gemara calls it a cloud or a cloud. Then the Gemara calls it a riboy miyat riboy. But I guess I guess that which Rashi here calls it a mematzino is Rashi's being mafarish lefid avaminit, right? I don't know. Yeah, it's a question. Why does any mem matzino?
I don't know.
It could be because at this stage of the Gemara, I mean, the Gemara didn't know cloud product cloud yet. The Gemara asks later on at the top of Amid Beis, why don't you say cloud product clouds? And the Gemara discusses that, and then it goes, and then it switches into Viboy Miyat. Rashi Lechara means what was the Havamin of the Gemara? Where, how were we learning from Sheva Ayin before we brought in the cloud product cloud? The Havamin was a mem matzino. It's a chayr with the pshat and Rashi. Okay, a kapon. The Gemara asks, "How are you learning it out? What do you mean?" Eman avishin b'hayik kshay gzum b'kecha. Because gzum b'kecha, em b'lamdim. We've had that before. I think it's in a lot of places in Shas. If you look at the side of Masoret Shas, it lists about 5,000 places. Yeah, what does that mean? What's that concept mean? That means very simply, if the Torah wanted you to learn out something from the Mematzino and extrapolate from this thing to Kol HaTorah Kula, then it need only say it once. The very fact that the Torah gave two examples, the Chayra points to the fact that it means only in those two cases. Because if it meant in every case, you just say it once. So we should say it's limited to Shein Ba'ayin. What right do we have to learn it out to all the Rashi, to anything that's similar to Shein Ba'ayin, to all the Rashi Yavar? Zakhti Gemara, no, Tzricha. It's not Shnei Ketuv Bank Echad because there's a Tzrichasa. Meaning, if there was no Tzrichasa, if Shein and Ayin were the same, then we'd call that Shnei Ketuv Bank Echad. But if there's a Tzrichasa, why the Torah had to say both, then we say, okay, so the Torah wants us to learn out from here to everywhere else. And if you ask, well, if the Torah wanted me to learn out from here to everywhere else, then why did it say it twice? The answer is because there was a Tzrichasa to say it twice. What's the Tzrichasa? Because Rechman Shein. If it only said Shein, Avamino, Afilu Shein, the Cholov. Even baby tooth. A little baby have a Kanaini. Kosar Rechman Ayin. So therefore, it had to say Ayin. And Ayin is not something that, you know, you have a baby Ayin and then a grown up Ayin. Because Rechman Ayin, if it only would have said Ayin, Avamino, Ma Ayin, Jenevra Imoy, is born with it, Avko, Jenevra Imoy, also it has to be something that he's born with. About Shein that grows in after, Loi Tzricha, Loi, you'd say not, therefore Tzricha. So they're both teaching me a chiddush. Without Shein, I would have thought it's something I have to be born with. And without Ayin, I would have thought that even if it's a baby tooth, that you go out. So Kamar Shmuel, no, it has to be an adult tooth, something which does not come back. And it has to be, and it does not have to be something you're born with. Why or not? That's from Rabbi Malinovich's Kovitz Lubavitch here. Why are people not born with grown-up teeth right away? It's a scientific reason. What? It wouldn't fit in the mouth. Exactly. Because teeth don't grow with you.
The reason why I know that is because I was there that night.
You're there that night, huh? Okay. The aim of protecting Gemara. Okay, so I think maybe that's what Rashi meant by Mematzino, because right now that's what it sounds like. Now the Gemara is in Kasha, and therefore we get into Klal part of Klal. The aim of Kiyake Klal, Shein V'ayin Prat. And the rule is Klal Prat, Ein V'Klal, Ela Masha V'Prat. So it should look at it as a klal and prat, and therefore it should be limited to only the shein va'ayin. Shein Bayin in midyachin loy. Only Shein Bayin, nothing else. So Gemara answers, but then it says the chavshi yishalchenu chaz of a klal. Send them out chaz of a klal. Klal part the klal iet adon elikin a prat ma prat mefurish mum shemagolib in a mechayzin. Av kumum shemagolib in a mechayzin. Min einachin dami is a klal part of klal. It's a klal part of klal. And when it's klal part of klal, we say kaina prat. And Kaina Prat is Goloi and Einam Chayzen. Reg the Gemara. Ima Prat Mefurish Mumin Sheba Goloi U Boto Mimalachtoi. Now, 1 second. The Prat is something which is Goloi, but it's also Boto Mimalachtoi, and it's also Einam Chayzen. Maybe you should require batal mimalachtoi also. And all the Rashi Evarim are not batal mimalachtoi. So Rashi says, because Shein Ma'ayin are two things that he can't work. Because the Ayin he needs to see, and the tooth he needs to chew. What does chew have to do with working? I have no idea.
He needs to work. What's his avoid of his teeth?
Batal mimalachtoi. No, what that means?
Must mean that he had
It doesn't mean him working.
Not him working.
It means the Ava works.
Yeah, that's
a personal
question.
So it's bottom of the line. You're right. We were trying to figure out what his chewing have to do with his malacha. It doesn't mean his malacha. Yeah, I think you're right.
If the Ava
is the mamilah.
Right, and the shame belongs.
The Ava is removed. Then, definition, does that work?
Is it acting of a situation where the Ava is born and it can work? Still on Rashi. And that's what Rashi says.
But I don't understand. What do you have? Ava has to be gone.
I'll tell you what. The eye could not be removed. The eye could still be there, but could be damaged that you can't use it.
No, you have to go out for that.
Why? The actual eye has to be removed from the head?
No, but look, let's see what the Gemara's kasha is. 1 second. So what's the you're right. The Gemara is not asking a kasha from all the Rashi Yibod. The Gemara doesn't kasha from the Zokan case. So what's the case the Gemara asks from? Alamatanya, if the prat is it has to be bottom of laughter, that you're right, the Aver stops doing its malacha, the tooth is supposed to chew, the eye is supposed to see, and now it's not, that's right. So why had the price to say Talosh Bizkon of a dildil by etzem Ebed Yoitz ben Lechavis? What did he do? He knocked the bone out of place.
Yeah, dislocated his jaw.
Dislocated his jaw? Wow, that sounds bad.
That sounds bad.
It's godly ben chayzer. So what's the Gemara asking? Gemara is asking. Like Rashi said, there's no bitum malacha. To etzem the zokin lav midi hava avid. It doesn't do something. You can't say bit the malach on that because it's not like the eye that sees or the tooth that chews. It's a bone that holds something in place. Yeah, but I don't know if it means he can't open and close his jaw anymore.
As much as his tooth chews, one tooth, man. I don't get this. That's true. That tooth cannot chew anymore. The tooth can't chew anymore.
That's not bitul malacha.
No, in that Aver, it's a bitul malacha.
Bitul malacha doesn't mean that he's not working.
Yeah, but it's better off that way because then he doesn't have, like, gets a toothache. He can't get a toothache in that tooth.
Yeah.
He can't work, the Aver itself can't.
Yeah. No, so here he's saying if you loosen the bone.
Right.
Why is a tooth an Aver?
Shenayim, whatever it is. That thing. The thing has a malacha which it does, and now it can't do it. But if you loosen the bone, the chayra, is that a malacha that he can't do anymore?
Can't use the bone anymore.
Yeah, but that's what we're actually saying. The bone doesn't do specific malacha.
That's a
kin. No, Rashi says kin esem about Rashi
Ibarim. If it didn't do a certain malacha, then it wouldn't be there.
That's a mum shebagola, yeah.
What, it's extra? He doesn't need it? Obviously, it's been one amp to do something.
I
think it'll just be your jaw can still work. It'll be sore, it'll click. I have that all the time.
Yeah.
It'll still work.
Okay. Whatever it is, we're talking about a situation where you lose it in the bone. It still works.
Yeah,
it still works.
So we're not talking about Shane Ayan. doesn't mean necessarily that he knocks them out. It means that he damages them.
Yeah, ayin could be blind him. That's right. Rashi, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It stops to work. Yeah. That would be the answer to your question. It's still there, but it's not working.
Yeah, yeah.
The chayrim. Is it because of the guy's eye? Why did you say extreme? It punches him in the eye and blinds the guy.
Yeah, you see in the Brisa, later on that it's, it means blind him or make him. The next Brisa talks about this. The next Brisa talks about it. Okay, fine. What about the, yeah. So Memele was saying, it should be limited to the bottom halacha if it's a cloud part of cloud. And here we see it's not limited to the bottom halacha. Teretiz, the chavshi shachenu mib. The chavshi shachenu. The chavshi shachenu. The chavshi shachenu viboyu. The chavshi shachenu.
This bothers you?
Yes. Ah, so the chavshi shachenu thing. Yes, and everybody was listening to you said that. Distracted with me. Let's go. You ready? What's the teretz say? The chavshi yishalchenu biboyu. What does that mean? It means it's not a klal part of klal anymore. That's what Rashi says. It's a vid ben miyat mibo. What's the big difference between a klal part of klal and a biboy miyat mibo? Whenever we see this, the big difference is biboy miyat mibo is always more inclusive. We had this before. Klal part of klal, we say it's ke'en aprat. But Riboy Miyat Riboy, we say, it's Marbe Kim'at everything. Except for the one thing that's most distant from the Miyat. That's Riboy Miyat Riboy. So remember that since it's Riboy Miyat Riboy, you don't require that it's Bata Malacha. It's like the Prat, yeah. Like the specific. Yeah. It's a riboy. Ah, if it's a riboy, iriboy yahu. I feel we call a yadoy, but some to the soipelach tsunami. Once it's a riboy, and because it's a riboy, we're saying that we're including things that are not batal mimalachtom, and even those we're including. So then, why don't we include even things which are soipelachser, even a maka which is soipelachser? Zach the Gemara, no, right? Why do we include things in Sefer Lachser? So who says we don't? Who says we don't include things that are Sefer Lachser? The answer is Allah Matanya, we have a Braisa. He calls Yadoy, he gives him a mark on the hand, but some so, right? It gets bruised there. The Sefer Lachser, and it's going to get better. Ain't ever Yaitse about the Cheres. He doesn't go free. So you see, for that Braisa, that if it's Sefer Lachser, it doesn't go out. So why don't we include that too? And for the Gemara, imkein shein v'ayin mayahani lei. Because if you're going to include that, then shein v'ayin aren't accomplishing anything. Meaning, avada or riboy miyat riboy includes much more than klal part of klal. But it's got to exclude something because that's what the miyat came to do. The shein v'ayin has to exclude something. So bishlam, we're being marbe even when it's not batam malacha because it's riboy miyat riboy. But we're also going to be marbe even what's not, even what is sefer lachzer. The Shema Ayin is not being mimized anything. Now, 1 second. Two kashas in this Gemara. Until now, we were dealing with three factors: Goloi, Ein Sefer Lachzer, and Batmim Malacha. So, what are we saying now? If Riboy Miyat Riboy would be Marbe Batmim Malachtoi, and it would end, it would also be Marbe, even though it's Sefer Lachzer. That Shem Ayin aren't teaching me anything. It's not true. Shem Ayin aren't teaching me Mumin Shabagoli. I still have one factor that they're teaching me Mumin Shabagoli. That's what Riba is. It includes everything except for one factor. So I have my one factor, Goli. Goli is still a factor. So why is the Gemara saying it can't be that the Riba Miet Riba is also being Marbez Seif Elaxar? Because if that would be true, then Shem Ayin aren't being Machadish to me anything. It's not true. Shemari Michal, you mean Mumin Shabagoloi. Right? That was always one of the factors. Is it Gemara mean? Yeah. Yeah, my kasha. Ah. So Zokta Rishash. Very good. Zokta Rishash. If they were only Mimamite, Mumin Shabagoloi. Just that factor, then one would be enough. The Gemara means is, why do we need two? So the fact that I need two means that there must be two factors that they're teaching me. So you have to have Mumin Shabagoloi and Ein Seif Alachzer. Very good. That's what Rishash says over here. That's what the Rishash says over here. So the Rishash. Where's the Rishash?
Or France.
Here's
the
Bismedges. Yeah, Ratzaloimer, the Maid Sukha Tarbaiv, the Sagi Bashain Lakhud, the Maid Mumin Shabasaser, that's all you needed. Shein lechud b'mayit mumin shabaseser. And I'll know from there. It has to be goloi. And why pick Shein? He might have a reason for doing that based on the Gemara's later on. No, one second. If he took Shein lechud. Right.
So then Shane
could teach you everything.
Could.
That's what Gemara means. But why do you need two? That must be, because you also need to learn out that it has to be Einan Choizer. And that you need from Ayin. Ah, so that's what I'm thinking right now.
Does that matter?
According to the Rishash, right. Right. According to the stage of the Gemara, according to Rishash, what about what the Gemara said before? That I need ayin, because otherwise I would think that even a baby tooth. What about that? So we're saying at this stage, you wouldn't need that anymore? Why not?
You know, ayin, because of the thing of baby tooth. I'm not telling you, it's not something that can regrow.
I mean, shame, if it says shame teaches you that. How does Shane teach you that not David teaches you? Shane teaches you even something that's not, you're not born with. Right? I teach you.
Whoa. Listen, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Shane,
but the Gemara said before, if I only had Shane, then you would think of me and even the baby, even Shane the Cholos. And that's why I need Ayn. To teach you a Shein Decholov is not enough.
Shein Decholov?
Shein Decholov. The very top.
Yeah, Decholov. What is what happened
to you?
So now we're saying.
You do that because your eye is always with you.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a baby eye, yeah. So now we're saying like this. Now we're saying that according to the Rishash, what's the Gemara saying now? That if the Rebbein be a three boy, he was also being Marbeh. That even if it's like the lachzor, he still goes out. And the only thing which Shane and Ayin would come with Mimamayit would be Mamun Shabagoloi, and that's it. Then you wouldn't need both of them. And that's Pshat in the Gemara. That's what the Rishash just said. What about the Gemara before, which said you still need both because Shane's not enough because you think baby tooth? So what you have to say is that once the Gemara introduced Rebbein be a three boy, that changes. Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because when the Gemara said that, remember we were Daik and Rashi before, the Rashi called it a Mematzinu. When the Gemara said that, the Gemara was still in the world of Mematzinu. So I don't know. So whatever we find, whatever example we find, that's what we find. So if I only had Shane, I would think even a baby tooth. But now it's not the pshat that, you know, we're just using that as an example. Over here, the pshat is that the Torah is giving you these things as to be used as categories. It's saying shame to be mamayit mumin shemagolim. It's coming as a ribon miyat ribon. It's coming to mamayit mumin shemagolim. It's not just a mematzino. We happen to find it that way. It's coming to teach you a klal. So want to teach you that klal. So want to teach you that klal. So mamele.
Just analyzing, forget the baby tooth thing. That's a separate thing, that's true. You need it for that also.
Yeah.
But just in analyzing whether or not it's globally
being used, in as much as being used as a meal.
Right. You wouldn't need, even though the Torah does there for something else, in the analysis.
In the Ribbid Meat Ribbid, you wouldn't need it. One second. One second.
Because the Gemara seems to be using, right? The Gemara seems to be using the analysis. So why don't forget the analysis? And that's true.
Yeah.
And often we'll say the Torah would not say both. I mean, practically, you shouldn't say both. Here, maybe it means, okay, it doesn't need to say both for that reason.
But not in the Ruben Meir Tzvi Boy.
Yeah.
That's what Rishash is learning. That's what the Shash is learning.
A little more.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. Yeah, and Echanami, meaning Bishla, meaning if the reason we're saying both was just for the purpose of what the Gemara said before, then that would have been enough to say. You wouldn't need to be me a three boy for that. The whole concept of Ibn Mi'atvi boys, I'm saying this mutum to affect the exclusion, to affect the mi'at. And in the context of Ibn Mi'atvi boy, you would only need one. That's the Rishash is saying in the Chorin. Okay, very good. Now I have another kasha. Okay. There is a ritual which talks about this also, but I think there's a different derech than the Rishash, so I don't want to mix up the two, so... We'll leave it for now, but if you want to do homework over Shabbos, look at the ritual over here and the notes on the ritual. He goes into this question about the... He deals with this question about the Shein D'Cholub also. But it might... Yeah. Yeah. One more second. Yeah. It has been my civil laxa. Yeah, the ritual is a different thing. Okay. Good. Now, listen to this.
I want to say the Rishash.
Just you have to work out, according to the Rishash, why the Tzvikas of before is no longer applicable. But I think Tzvi is saying, it could be we need to clarify more. I think Tzvi is saying the right kivun, which is enechanami. The Tzvikas from before is a Tzvikas of what you of why you would need to say both, but why you would need to say both betoyras riba miyat riboy, that would be unnecessary. So mamela must be what's coming to be marba also, not just mumin shemagolei, but even I'm sorry, be mamait when it's not goloi. It's also be mamait. Not Seifel Lachzer.
What's Mumshik Goloi as opposed to?
An internal wound. Yeah.
It's like my back tooth is a Mumshik Goloi.
Yeah. According to this. Now, listen to this. You ready? Here's the Atzmus Yosef's kasha. Gevald kasha from the Atzmus Yosef, which is bothered, which I was very bothered by until we found the Atzmus Yosef. I wrote in my Gemara last time the kasha without, and then I guess I didn't find it. This time I wrote Atzmus Yosef. Listen to this. The Gemara is saying a kasha. If you have Reuben be a Reboy, then you should even be Maibis something which is Sefer Lachsa. Okay, that's at Akasha. So maybe we are Maibis something which is Sefer Lachsa. That's fine. No, we're not. My Kasha is that if you have Reuben, you should be Maibis something which is Sefer Lachsa. But I have a Raya that we're not. What's your Raya that we're not? But the Gemara is Raya that we're not Maibis Sefer Lachsa. That when it's Sefer Lachsa, he does not go free. Gemara found the brisa. So, well, so the Gemara found the brisa. He called a yodoi, but some. Yeah? This whole Gemara is a discussion based on a brisa which we started out the sugya with. What did the initial brisa say? The whole discussion that this Gemara is coming off of, what did the original brisa at the beginning of the Gemara say? That part you must have gotten in Seder. What was the original brisa? Shein ba'ayin. Rosh Bar Mishen Mechoizrin. So if you needed a brisa that said that it has to be in a Mechoizrin, the brisa which we started this whole discussion with says it has to be in a Mechoizrin. Why would the Gemara at this point have to go find a new brisa to prove that point? You have a kasha. If you hold Reboy, you should be Marba even if it's Mechoizrin. And we're not Marba Choizim. Choizim, the guy can't go out. How do I know? I found the Bryce, so he called all Yodah. What do you mean you found the Bryce, you called all Yodah? You started off with the Bryce, which said that already. Mimerechok Tobi Lachma. Yeah? So Baruch Hashem, the Atzmus says, ask the Kasha. That's the most important thing, that he asked the Kasha. Terutzim, okay, Terutzim or Terutzim, but he asked the Kasha. He says two terutz. One terutz he says is ena chinami. Just the other brisa of Yodai is more mefurish because from this brisa that says enam choizrim, you could be medayik that when it's sefer lachsa he doesn't go. The other side of the coin of the brisa of the original brisa is that if it's sefer lachsa he doesn't go out. But that's through a diyuk. That's through learning what the other side of the coin is. This brisa says some mefurish. And if it's sefer lachsa he does not go out. It's the same thing, but the Gemara preferred a brisa that says it explicitly. It's one teretz. The second teretz was that he says, interestingly, he says, you could have thought that Einan Choizrin is required by Rosh Eivor. What? Only. But by the Eiver, like the Yad itself, maybe then you go out even if it is Choizim. So for that, they wanted to prove from the second Braisa that he called Al Yodoi. That's not Rosh Eivor, it's not like the tip of the finger. That's Mamish the Yad. Even then, if it's Sefer Lachsa, you do not go out. That's the Chiddush Noisof that you would not have known from the first Braisa. Right, the first part is Rashi. This is not. That's the second turn to the Atzmus Yosef. Schmack.
The first they bring is the exact case that they ask. Come with the answer to the exact case about the price. Right? They didn't ask a general that all things that are proposed there are about. Then we said, what about a hand? And the price said,
oh, yes, yeah. And a phenomenon. And economic. That's because
they asked the question across the price.
Because of the price, yeah. Alright. What? Tosis Hoyle. Oh, yes. I want to get back to that because we didn't see about yet. One more Nikoda. I'll speak it out now. Just. One minute ago, the next brisa, which we're probably not going to get to now, but if you just look at the beginning of the next brisa, it says, Tana Rabbanan, Bakulam Ebed Yoitzabem Lechayus. But Tzarek get Shichra de Reb Shimon. Remember, Ma'en on Tzarek, Mezor, Ma'en on Tzarek, Ma'en on Tzarek. There's a big, Ba'ashli Rabbi, there's a big Machloikas Tanoim here, whether the Shein and Ayin also require a get Shichra.
Is that out, or is that a reason to go?
That's the machlekes in the next braisa, yeah. So I'm just saying, so Toysus points out, Toysus at the bottom of an aleph was bothered. How come our Mishnah doesn't mention one word about Shein V'Ayin? Our Mishnah, Epikanaini, goes out for Shtar or Bekesef. Why don't our Mishnah, why don't our Tana mention Shein V'Ayin?
Talking about how you free someone.
Yeah, the braisa, yeah.
Talking about how the Adon frees someone, how someone goes free. So he requires
him with Kenani.
Is somebody
having an automatic right to go free? Because
somebody having an automatic right to go free? He
doesn't want to free him. Because by Ishi, he's a Balos as
well. Yeah.
He doesn't want to free him.
No, he's saying by Ish also.
But Ishi says Misa Sabal.
You have Get and Misa Sabal. It's ways of going out. So.
That's something else. We're assuming that every case is that she killed him. Maybe some of them are.
She has something to do with it.
Yeah, anyways, that's about by me,
he's
about
not
no.
There. Sorry, he's not there. There he's there. There he's still around. Maybe you would think that when he wants a guy still around, he needs to get a game. There it's talking about where he releases it. Yeah,
so you think
he doesn't want
it. But it says Stashir, or it doesn't mean only Stashir. Stashir means something else.
No, oh, so 1 second. So Toys is the same. That Toys is saying that our Mishnah should have mentioned Shein V'Ayin also. Because our mission told him about how the Eved Kenani goes out. Koina es atzmai. How's he koina es atzmai?
No, he's not koina es atzmai.
Shein V'Ayin is koina es atzmai. It's a difference. Shein V'Ayin is not koina es atzmai for Shein V'Ayin.
The terrorist says it's
a bad thing. Koina es atzmai. Koina es atzmai just means. That's what it means. When Aisha's husband died, when Aisha's husband died, it's a difference.
The fireman has to do it.
It's a difference.
Even in this case,
when a lady's husband, when I come at the guest, the coin has atzmai means how. When an Isha is Nikna, no, that's right. When an Isha is Nikna to her husband, she's Nikna to her husband. When he dies or gives her a get, she's Koine. Let me finish. She's Koine. But they're not two different things. In the words Koine is Atzma, the Mishnah uses Koine is Atzma for both of those things. That's what I'm trying to say. Koine is Atzma means the Evikanan is no longer owned by the Adoin, he's owning himself. That happens to Shein V'Ayin also. That's all.
Okay, so this was talking about cases where he.
I understand.
Where the Adon lets him go.
I understand, but. We could say Chilukim from here to tomorrow, but a Chiluk has to be Machalik. If the Mishnah is giving me a list of Koina as Atzmoy, it's also Koina as Atzmoy. Your Chiluk is true, but why is there any less Koina as Atzmoy? I agree with you, it's a different category. I understand, but our Mishnah came to tell me ways in which he's koyin as atzmai. By the Mishnah, by the Isha, it gave me the ways. Get the mitzvah sabal. So yeah, give me the ways. Kesem shtar and shein v'ayin. It's a different way in which it's soul, but so again, but so what? That just means that it's a different mechanism which lets her free, but it's still letting her free. So
he's
the koina as
free,
I don't care who's letting her free. She's being let free. She's being koina as atzma. No, but we have to define the words koina as atzma. You're saying that koina as atzma can only mean when there's some kind of that the baal is doing something. Make it tasty. Koina as atzma means he didn't own himself until now. Now he is owning himself.
I'm crazy.
You agree with him now?
No. Oh. No, you see, both are idiots. What? I agreed with him and I don't agree with him.
It's a Rebbe idiot. No.
At the beginning, I agreed that Shein V'Ayin should be enough. Now I look at the puzzle and the puzzle doesn't indicate that.
No, so 1 second, before it's enough. That's Machlokes Tanoim, whether it's enough. That's Machlokes. That's Machlokes. No, but here we're talking about something else. Here we're talking about something else. Toysis. No, but here we're talking about a different question. Tosfos is saying that the Tana of our Mishnah, it'll come out clear. Tosfos in the Tana of our Mishnah holds that you need, that Shein Ma'ayin needs to get Shechna. The Tana of our Mishnah agrees, meaning it's a Makhlok, it's an Amen anyway, we see. Wait, but 1 second, let me tell you, Shein Chacho, 1 second. You're jumping the gun. What Tubby is arguing on is Tosfos is Shein Chacho. 1 second, listen. You'll come what you think in a minute. I'll tell you what he's on. He's saying like this. Is Makhlok is an Amen whether get Shein Ma'ayin needs to get Shechna. Tosfos says, I have a Raya that the Tana of our Mishnah holds, like the Tanoim, that Shein Ma'ayin needs to get Shechna.
Right.
You know what my raya is, Zog Toysis? My raya is because if Shein Ma'ayin didn't need to get Shechor according to the Tana of our Mishnah, then he should have listed it as a separate thing that the Eved's Kohen is Atzmai. It should have said Kesef, Shtar, and Shein Ma'ayin. From the fact that the Tana didn't say that, means it's included in the get Shechor of our Mishnah is the Shein Ma'ayin. That's Toysis.
So let's hear why he disagrees.
So he disagrees because he wants to say the Kohen is Atzmai. He wants to say, no, the Tana Mishnah could also agree. Shein Ma'ayin doesn't need a star. It happens automatically. Just he didn't listen in our Mishnah because he wasn't interested in lifting things that happened automatically. Or because he hit him, or because he was only interested in lifting things that is like that is makne him, like Kesef or star.
Kesef doesn't need a star.
Correct.
But
it mentions Kesef.
The Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, the Chavshin Shal Chanuk. If you go out, it would not say the Chavshin Shal Chanuk, it says he's Chavshin. Means once he breaks it and comes to the Stoyat,
he has
then he's obligated to give him a get Shiva.
He's obligated to let him go. He gives a get shikro, or he takes money. He's not obligated to let him go. There he's obligated to let him go. Guys, listen to me. The same Tana here can hold different things. It's not our job.
It's not our job.
Rabbi Meir's quoted that anything.
Listen to me. No, but it's. It's not our job to take sides with Makhlokes Tanaim right now. It's a, okay, but the more the Ikka Nekudah here is, do we understand or are we asking on Toysta's Raya in the time of our Mishnah agrees with those Tanaim? That's what Tum is making us think about. With who? Toysta. Me too.
Question,
I mean, that's...
The question we had is, is it the time of our Mishnah Rameir?
Yeah.
The Lord brings down
that's a different kasha now.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's very much connected because it's Rabbi Meir.
No,
not at all.
It's a different kasha.
That's right, the next person. It says you want to say that should be enough. No, but it's a special
The question is, if the Tana of our Mishnah doesn't hold, you need to get Shechor. That's the problem with Tosfos. It doesn't undo what we just said. The Kasha is still there. But if it's a true question, so then you'd have to come on to a different.
Yeah, Mashah says, according to Tosfos, Masnit and Didan Baha Loi Savak Rameir. Then when they come on, they insert Get Shechor. Which is basically that's what he says. He says, you're right. According to Tosfos, two different shittas. One shita holds a remeir, but not the gabe. The Tana by Mishnah holds a remeir, but not the gabe this nekuda. Only the gabe the other part, which they're arguing about, which is yeah.
So it says did he remeir?
Yeah,
that
I hear.
That doesn't mean it's a remeir. That means that the Tana saying that that's a
remeir. Yeah, the Tana is saying over a remeir shita. But the Tana who said over Rameir Shita happened not to agree with that other thing Rameir said, which is that you don't need to get Shein Bayin. Yeah, okay. Whatever it is, that's okay. But if that's a kasha, it doesn't make your other kasha a kasha.
Well, it doesn't make the other kasha a kasha, but it is what we would call